रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 36. मारीचा डिसवेड्स रावण. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. टू व्हिच रिप्लाइड द लॉर्ड ऑफ लंका, Maricha, a great load of anxiety crushes me, and none other than you can relieve me of it. You need not be told that Kara, my brother, Dushna, Trishura, Shupnaka, my sister, and other numerous Rakshasas abode in Janasthan by my orders. Happy was their life and delightful as they destroyed the tapas and dharma of the rishis that dwelt in the Dandaka forest. 14,000 irrepressible Rakshasa warriors sallied forth in battle against Rama, who in silent wrath made short work of them with his deadly arrows. A man and on foot, he dispatched Kara, Dushna, Trishura to the dark realms of death. The forests of Dandaka are now the fearless resort of all. Rama fled hither before the just wrath of his father. How can he hope to live in these dread haunts? He is a canker that would destroy the noble race of Kshatriyas. Base, ignorant, cruel, greedy, pitiless of unbridled passions, a renegade to dharma, he ever seeks the ruin of all beings. All unprovoked, all wantonly, blinded with his puny strength, he mutilated my sister Shupnaka, and I mean to avenge her by carrying away from Janasthana his wife Sita, lovelier by far than the maids of heaven. I hold it as nothing if the Deva hosts come upon me in a flood, as long as you and my brother stand by me. So help me with your brain and arm. I have yet to see your equal in strength, valor, and martial skill. A born hero, you are a master of every disguise, of every illusion. That is why I have sought you. Transform yourself into a golden deer with white spots and wander about the ashrama in sight of Sita. All innocently, she will take you for a real deer and importune the princess to catch you. Entice them far, far away from the cottage, and it is easy work for me to abduct Sita, even as Rahu enfolds the moon. Sita lost to him, Rama loses heart, and falls an easy prey to me. Then I achieve my object to the utmost. At the first mention of the name of Rama, Maricha's face shrunk with terror. His limbs shook as with palsy. His mouth was parched. He licked his lips and gazed at Ravana with unwinking eyes as one dead. His heart turned to water with fear and grief, for he had felt the weight of Rama's arm in Dandaka but too heavily. So with joined palms and humble accents did he seek to advise what would be best for himself and for Ravana and unveil the mystery of Rama somewhat. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiya Chakravarti Dhanurajaya Sarva Bhoma Aya Mangalam.